Friday right here on the show. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joined us to kick off Love the Boot Week. I mean, technically, it wasn't kicked off until a ceremony out by a ceremony and a little cleanup effort out by the Capitol Lakes. Joining us now to talk about Love the Boot Week from a local perspective from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber is Kayla Michelli. She's Policy and Research Project Manager by day, but litter battler by night, apparently. Kayla, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Okay, just as a recap for those that might have missed Friday's show, what is Love the Boot Week?
Sure. So Love the Boot Week is the state's largest litter cleanup and beautification event. So it is hosted by Keep Louisiana Beautiful. The week brings awareness to the state's litter problems and promotes litter prevention. So over the course of the next week, volunteers come together to host and participate in cleanups held all over the state. It's totally free. Anyone can host one of these events. Anyone can roll up their sleeves and join an event. So the goal over the next 7 days being to remove a ton of litter from our roads and waterways, beautify the state, whether that's by planting trees or landscaping an area that needs a little bit of love, and educating the community on the effects of litter. So like you said, it kicked off this past Saturday on April 20th, and it's going to wrap up this coming Sunday on April 28th.
Let's talk about the impact for our state, because this is one of those ones where anybody who travels, especially anybody who travels by driving, mm-hmm. it's visible. It's so, like, you cross the state line, it gets visible. Whether you're going to Mississippi, Texas, or Arkansas, as soon as you cross out of the state, it's like, it's probably more visible on the way back in. You don't notice it once it's gone, but you do notice it once it returns. So impacts for the state are what?
So, I mean, as far as this week goes, this week is going to be wildly impactful. Last year, there were over 500 cleanups with, I want to say, somewhere along the lines of 13,000 Louisianians volunteering over 60,000 hours. And they removed over 300 tons of litter, and that's in all 64 parishes. So that is a ton of stuff removed from the road. But as you said, we're still seeing it, right?
Right.
This year, there's more cleanups than ever. There's going to be over 700 events, again, in every single parish in our state, which is amazing. And again, these folks aren't just picking up litter. It's a combination of getting rid of the trash, but also beautifying parts of the city. Last year, I know that, you know, volunteers planted hundreds of trees, thousands of plants. I'm excited to see how those numbers increase this year. BRAC held our Love the Boot event with our litter partner, Clean Pelican, this past Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We had over 100 volunteers show up, help us clean up downtown Baton Rouge, and we picked up over 50 bags, and that certainly made an impact in the area.
Run me by one more time. How much litter was picked up?
Last year?
Yeah.
Here in Love the Boot. So that was over, I think it was 313 tons was the exact number.
313 tons.
Throughout the state.
And I'm going to do some live math on the air here. Kayla Michelli from the Baton Rouge Area Chambers with us. 313 tons. There's 2,000 pounds in a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 626,000 pounds?
Yeah, that sounds right. I hadn't done the math either.
Okay,
but
so let's continue the math here. We got 2,000. Whoop, nope. My apologies. I know this is just terrible radio, but I promise you I'm getting somewhere. That's roughly 40% of a Mardi Gras.
What is that?
What was picked up last year is roughly 40% of an overall Mardi Gras.
That's 40% of what they would pick up at Mardi Gras?
Yeah, average Mardi Gras picks up about 2.5 million tons, or I should say 2.5 million pounds of litter. So Love the Boot Week last year was able to pick up 40% of an overall Mardi Gras season.
Wow. It is wildly impactful to get out there and pick it up when we see it. That's a crazy statistic, and I look forward to using that in the future.
It is yours. We only hope that it's accurate because, you know, live math on the radio. We got Kayla Michelli talking about Love the Boot Week this week. Let's talk about this as an overall issue. You know, I mentioned it a minute ago. As a Louisianan, I notice it, and I take a little shame in it when we leave mm-hmm. the state and come back home again. But is litter really all that much of an issue?
Oh, my God. It certainly is. So we're going to get into some more numbers here. Not math, but we got some numbers for you. So Keep Louisiana Beautiful did do a study, a statewide litter study last year in 2023. They found that we have over 144 million pieces of litter on the ground. And mostly what we're seeing on the roads are plastics and beverage containers, with the top littered item being, of course, a plastic water bottle. So we know that the state is spending over $91 million on litter prevention, education, enforcement. That is a 65% increase from what we spent back in 2010 when the study was last performed. But as we see, our problem has only gotten worse.
Right.
And so Keep Louisiana Beautiful wanted to figure out, why is that? You know, what are the attitudes towards litter? So 90% of people in our state believe that litter is a problem. So mm-hmm. why do we do it? Mostly it's because litter simply, you know, it's more convenient for people to litter. Another 30% litter just from sheer laziness, and another roughly 20% is from lack of pride within their own community. So we've got some internal work to do, you know, as Louisianians on, you know, why do we not take pride in where we live, and we need to work on flipping that narrative. And, you know, just if we have trash, just throw it away. You know, we Keep Louisiana Beautiful is putting trash cans all over the state, you know, and there's no reason that it has to go on the ground and clog up our waterways and lead to flooding and all the other effects that litter have. So we've got some work to do.
We're talking with Kayla Michelli from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber about the Love the Boot Week and the litter cleanups going on around. Kayla, within those problems, though, you're talking about like four or five different issues. The convenience one and the laziness one, I kind of feel like are the same problem. But the community one is the one that I'm having trouble wrapping my head around, because if you're in a pickup truck with a Texas license plate and water bottles are falling out of the back, empty water bottles fly out of the back of your truck when you hit a bump, is this even your community to take pride in?
I mean, that's a great question. You know, when we have motorists coming through and they don't have secured loads, I mean, that's certainly something that, you know, it does happen. Mm-hmm. But I think a big part of us beginning to, you know, be able to flip that narrative is, you know, maybe whenever someone's getting in their truck and, you know, they're traveling through Louisiana and they see how clean our roads are, they'll say, oh my gosh, you know, let me go ahead and just clear out my truck. You know, I don't want to bring my mess here. So I think that kind of pride can be felt. I certainly see it whenever I visit other places. I'll notice how clean it is. You know, I'll see their citizens, you know, if there is a piece of trash on the ground, they pick it up and they throw it away. And we need to get some of that here.
Let's talk about BRAC's end on this. Why does BRAC care?
Well, it's a quality of place issue. You know, one of BRAC's big goals is to enhance our region's livability and creating a cleaner, more visually appealing city is one of the easiest ways that we can begin to do that. And we know a clean city is one piece of the puzzle that can drive economic development, and we can pull new industries and businesses here, and we can attract more talent to our area.
You know, when you have company over to the house and you invite them in and you say, excuse the mess, when you're hosting folks on an economic development tour, if somebody's looking to tour the city because they want to relocate their business here, you can't exactly just say, excuse the mess.
Right.
That doesn't follow.
What we have to say is, you know, we're working on it. You know, we've got a lot of really great partners. I mean, you see Clean Pelican, anti-litter organization out there working with businesses and schools to educate students. You have Keep Tigertown Beautiful, which is all volunteer led. They get out there daily to clean up our community. You know, it's really going to take a sense of everyone coming together to love our community and say, you know what, does it have to be like this? And it's not going to continue to be like this. And I think that there is some pride in that. And I think, you know, if we keep at it, we are going to see the change that we want.
The Clean Pelicans and the Keep Tigertown Beautifuls of the world, I find mm-hmm. them to be just leading by example. And if you lead Absolutely. By example, others will tend to follow. I'll give you a real life example from, it was yesterday. It was either yesterday or Sunday. I'm not sure which. Anyway, the corner of Florida and Little John. I saw one or two people in Keep Tigertown Beautiful shirts as I passed that corner. And then a couple of hours later, I'm driving back to that same intersection, and I look over to my left, and I saw no fewer than 15 contractor bags piled up full of garbage right there. Just one or two people out there. And then I come back a few hours later and boom, look at that. In an area where it honestly didn't look like there was all that much to begin with. But if those one or two people can shoulder that load, what can I do?
Exactly. And there's a ton of ways that you and everyone else can make a difference. So obviously the first one being this week, join a Love the Boot event. You can visit Keep Louisiana Beautiful's webpage to see where they're being held. Again, they're all over the state. You can type in your zip code, find the one nearest to you, and sign up. Go join, make a difference. When it's not Love the Boot Week, which is, this week is important, but it's important for every week to be Love the Boot Week. So if you don't have time this week or, you're out traveling, you can check out supplies from the East Baton Rouge Parish Library for free. They'll set you up with, litter grabbers, a vest, everything you need to safely clean up your area. Mm-hmm. If you're a business owner, you can become a clean business partner and promote daily anti-litter practices with your team. And, of course, the easiest just being pick up trash when you see it. Don't wait for someone else to do it. Don't say, oh, someone else is, going to come along or it's someone else's problem. Go ahead and just be part of the solution and you'll be shocked at what a difference you can make just by doing that one small thing.
I always revert back to my childhood, and I can already hear my parents, my mom or my dad, saying, I didn't ask if you put it there. I asked you to pick it up.
That's exactly right. That's how we have to have our moms and dads, in our head yelling at us and reminding us, hey, I raised you better than this. But that's all it's going to take is just us as the individual. We can make the change.
One more before we get you out of here. We got Kayla Michelli from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber with us. Over the years, this is not the first Love the Boot Week, obviously. This is not the first time the Baton Rouge Area Chamber has gotten involved. Are you seeing residual progress here? Because I know there, like you said, there's been litter problems have gotten worse over the years. But the more attention we pay to it, the more deliberate we are about it, the more groups we have, like Keep Tigertown Beautiful and Clean Pelican and the like. Are you seeing any change out there that feels like it's starting to take hold?
I am. I mean, mostly from my perspective, I am seeing more folks get, ignited and passionate about, oh my gosh, like I can volunteer. I can make a change. I can help. And, just from the numbers alone, this is the third year that Keep Louisiana Beautiful has hosted Love the Boot Week. And I think they started out with, a little over 200 events, and to see that have grown now to over 700 events, and you have every single parish participating. I mean, that's a huge reach. And I have already, over the last several days seen tons of groups out picking up trash. And I think that's where it starts. It starts with us and, just getting folks educated and brought into being the solution.
Kayla Michelli from the Baton Rouge Area Chamber. Love the Boot Week continues all this week. We appreciate a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you so much.